This episode is brought to you by TacticalTacos.com. Great tasting hot sauces, bold flavors, and veteran owned. Use our promo code 3Ps. It is the number 3, P-E-A-S. It'll take 15% off your total price, and you're going to come out with some great tasting hot sauces.
A burglar contracted syphilis and two types of herpes after snorting more than 50 grams of dried human semen in the mistaken belief that it was illegal drugs.
What?
First of all, there's a lot to break down here.
Can I ask something real quick? Mm-hmm. Why was it in baggies? Why the fuck was it dried kept?
No, I think what happened is that it was just like on the counter or something, or like on whatever. And this guy thought it was like
50 grams. That's a lot.
Yeah, 50 grams is a lot. I don't know. Well, that's the question I had first. Is like, why was there that much dried semen?
Were there that many different people? Just what happened in wherever he was at?
Yeah, it was probably like a swinger party or something, and he thought it was like a party, and somebody like left a bunch of cocaine on the counter, so he like scraped it all up.
But if and went to snort it. My next question is: if it was that dry, don't viruses need like a living source? Like, don't they die out?
AIDS can live out of the host, or HIV, excuse me. HIV can live out of the house. I mean, out of the house, but live out of the host for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Without direct sunlight. Indirect sunlight, it can only last 10 minutes. It's one of the weakest viruses in the world.
What's semen's dry time?
I don't know.
Let me look it up. Let's see if Google knows.
Let me go test it out in the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Go check your sock.
Wait, I'm confused. I don't get it.
Oh, damn. Sperm lives 3 to 5 days after.
Yeah, I was going to say, it has to be a while.
I don't understand.
It's a long because, time.
Okay, so I get the 50 grams. You snorted it. Everything is good. But where was it? And why was it already scraped up and turned into dust?
Why was no one there to like stop this?
50 grams? Do you know how many grams are in an ounce?
No.
Test your weed knowledge.
No. I haven't smoked weed in 10 years, yeah. So I wouldn't know.
It's 28 and a half grams, I think, in an ounce. So do you know what an ounce of weed looks like?
It's like that.
Yeah, like it's pretty big, so.
That's like that.
You put it in a bag.
An ounce of powder is like a good amount. This is over 2 ounces. Well, no, it's not over two. It's close to two.
It's the weight. So.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, do you want to see the picture of the guy?
No. That's even weirder. Yeah, he looks like he does meth.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, so the other thing is that even if this was a party, right, and they were just splooging everywhere and he just, you know, did whatever, there were, like, so many people there now also have these viruses, right? Because it's like two types of herpes and syphilis.
That means there was no condoms used, so. Unless they're
dead. I don't know.
What?
Well, actually, you know what? Let's just say maybe all of it wasn't semen. All of this shit mixed. He scraped up. It could have been part cocaine too.
Oh, they
somebody came in the coke.
They spliced it.
I knew a guy. Now,
did he do this?
This was in Kentucky,
was
by the
this
way.
You?
No.
You were
I will neither confirm or deny
you were a guy
if
Kentucky,
I did this or not.
So.
And it was not me. But I knew a guy. He fucking told me. He's just like, yeah. I used to go to clubs all the time in Louisville. And I would, beforehand, I would, like, jizz on, like, a platter. And then wait for it to dry, scrape it up, chop it up, and put it in little baggies. Like, ounce baggies or whatever. Or smaller than that, and he would drop it around the club. And people would think that there's cocaine on the ground. And I was just like, bro, I think you just raped someone. Literally, yeah. You raped someone.
That's so fucked.
And I was like, I think he broke like 10 laws.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's felony time right there.
Like, what? I was just like, bro, are you all like.
You told me that story a couple days ago. And then this story came up. Yeah.
He's got some nasty karma coming his way.
And like you heard it from him. I told him this article, told him this like days ago before we even talked about this.
This was when we went out on Saturday. Yeah. Or on Friday.
So, Newsleak, human pee blamed for escalator breakdowns on Mexico City subway. So I have a lot of questions. That's a lot of fucking urine to break down a whole
escalator.
Fucking escalator.
Yeah. Maybe not though. I mean, it could.
I mean, it could have just hit the wire at the right second. But
yeah, but if you know what an escalator is, like, it's always moving. So like,
how are you peeing on an escalator?
How did he have the time? Like, no one was around. Did no one just say anything?
Or, let me just whip it out here right now.
But you know what kills me is whenever an escalator breaks, they like close it off. It's not broken. Now it's just fucking stairs.
Why are you closing it off? I can still walk on these.
Yeah.
But I guess in case it like collapses and your fucking leg just.
But can it collapse?
I mean, sometimes.
How are they built?
It's really because of the fire codes. So if you look at stairs in any building, they are only supposed to go like half a level and then there's a landing. And that's because firemen are supposed to, like, if somebody's in a wheelchair and they're on whatever floor, they're supposed to be able to pick up that person in the wheelchair and bring them down onto that landing. And then, so it gives them like a rest and a go.
Makes sense.
And it's, that's what that's for.
Okay. So,
the escalator.
There's no break. It's too many.
You'll see a lot of them where they're just like super long and really tall. And, you know, whenever that breaks down, they just don't want, it'll break fire codes and stuff.
You know what time it is. It's Florida man time. So, in Florida, of course it's Florida.
Of course.
A woman sold a manatee-shaped chicken tender for $5,000, and someone actually fucking bought it. Like, are you that rich that you just blew $5,000 on a manatee chicken nugget? Like, can I get on that fucking level? Did I just blow money on bullshit like that? Like, that would be perfect. Like, I would be happy if I could do that. And then Florida man arrested hanging from traffic light and pooping on cars.
And what?
And pooping on cars.
Oh, and pooping on cars.
And then last but not least, a Florida woman collides with the same train multiple times, crashed, backed up, crashed again. She then reversed, crashed into a cop car, chasing her. She was later arrested for fleeing the same crash scene multiple times. So she fled the same crash scene multiple times. Multiple fucking times. And then the woman before this is maybe like 3 hours before this woman was fucking caught. Florida woman steals bomb-making materials from Walmart in botched attempt to bomb said Walmart. So she was going through the aisles, collecting all the bomb materials and making it as she went through the aisle. And someone noticed it. And she was almost close to setting this bitch off. Until the cops arrived and arrested her.
They should have let it happen. I'd have been interested to see if it actually worked. Like,
I mean, she's a crackhead. She looks like a crackhead.
I mean,
how did she know how to make a bomb?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard.
Picked up an engineering job.
I'm not gonna tell you how to make a bomb, but it doesn't take much but gasoline, fertilizer, and some matches. In a compressed area, like a pressure cooker.
Doesn't aluminum foil and Drano cleaner?
yeah. But if you just take a pressure cooker, some gasoline, and some fertilizer, and just put it on and just let it go, it'll possibly make a bomb. I'm not neither confirm or denying that. Well, yeah.
How to make a bomb 101.
Yeah.
Next episode on. How to make a bomb.
We gotta give a live video of this happening, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Live stream to YouTube just in case anything bad happens and we can't upload it. You already seen it, so we don't need to upload it.
The FBI shows up at the door. Excuse me, sir. Hello?
Like, no, they're long gone.
No, we didn't do this.
Speaking of this kind of stuff, I actually did see earlier this week, too, that Tulsi Gabbard, one of the Democratic nominees for the...
Oh,
presidency?
I know what you're talking about.
She's suing Hillary Clinton for defamation, which is awesome, and Hillary Clinton deserves it. And in the paperwork at the bottom, she's like, excerpt that says, Tulsi Gabbard never has had, does not currently have, and never plans to commit suicide.
I don't have any suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, no suicidal thoughts. No tendencies.
And then she tweeted it. She's like, for the record, I have never contemplated or even thought about committing suicide. So if I die, you already know what happened. That's great. I was just like, fuck.
Simulations, really. Really, yeah. Just.
The simulation's picking up. The simulation is picking up. We're becoming self-aware.
I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton, she's something else.
She's a character. We'll just go with that. We won't get political, but she's a character.
And Hillary, if you're listening, you're great.
You're just great.
Sponsor you this rock. Episode.
Don't ever change.
Sponsor the next episode. Mm-hmm. she sends us some nooses. Here.
Hang yourself. That's kind of racist, Hillary.
Yeah, that is pretty racist.
I mean, yeah. Because it was Anthony Bourdain after his tweet about her. All of a sudden. And he had the best job in the world. That man. You know, we keep saying we're going to put conspiracies off, but.
You know, the interesting thing is, I looked into a lot of. God damn it, we're just going to get right into it.
The interesting thing about this conspiracy is.
Well, actually, I looked into it. Like, what was his name? Lead singer of Soundgarden. Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell. And, of course, the lead singer of Linkin Park, Chester. Chester. I always say his last name wrong all the time, but I don't want to fuck it up on here. They were best friends, of course. Mm-hmm. Chris Cornell had never, from reports, had never thought or even like looked like they were he wanted to do suicide, acted like it, nothing. Now, of course, I'm not saying all suicide.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of suicide goes unnoticed. Like I 100% agree. I've dealt with it before with soldiers and everything, and it comes out of nowhere. However, the interesting thing is that Chris Cornell and Chester were invested into a group for children that were used as sex slaves or child, like, abused, sold to prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who the primary target was? It was the Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting enough, Chris Cornell and Chester both died of hanging a month apart, give or take. Yeah. I don't know the exact date, so don't quote me on it. So give or take a month apart. Anthony Bourdain.
I didn't know that.
Anthony Bourdain was also in the same charity that was against the Clinton Foundation that were investigating it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That, you know what that tells me? Who's coming next? Ashton Kutcher.
If Ashton Kutcher dies, we all fucking know.
Yeah.
We already know with Epstein, but if Ashton Kutcher dies, I am going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something.
Yeah. Let's just say that this podcast is calling it now. If Ashton Kutcher dies, we know who did it.
We already know. But on to the next story. On to the next story. We say we won't go to the conspiracies, but we always do. So, Grandpa forgot something in a footstool. $43,000. Mm-hmm. And a woman found it in Goodwill. She bought the footstool, took it home, and she opened up the footstool, and it had $43,000. And she returned it to the man. Yeah.
No, this happens all the time. Like, I saw another story...
Better than me.
That it was like these college kids bought a couch at Goodwill and it had like 20 grand in it.
College kids?
Yeah, and they returned it too.
Let me tell you, fuck no.
College kids.
Yeah.
They probably had a mill in it. They returned 20 grand.
They gave it to the I think it was like the, not the exact person, I think the exact person that donated it was dead. Or like they donated the person's stuff. It was some family member of the person. And that person gave them half of it. So that was, like, nice of them. But if you find money like that, you're supposed to turn it in, which is so dumb because it just goes to
the police department.
The police department.
And the police department says they gave it back. But
well, if it does, if they never come to claim it?
It stays there.
But you know what I want to know? Can anybody just go to the police department and be like, I lost about $20,000?
Yeah, but
has
how
anybody
would they...
turned that in?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go test this out.
If they report it before anyone claims it, then of course a bunch of people are gonna probably go up there and be like, "Hey, I lost $20,000. Can I have it back?"
Yeah.
Like, how are they even?
But
it's a
couch. What if they question like, "Where was it at?" A couch.
Well, maybe they don't remember. Maybe they were.
Maybe I think it was a couch. I sold a lot of stuff.
Maybe they got really drunk and put all their money in the couch.
Exactly. And I could just be like, "It happens." I sold a lot of furniture, so I can't remember exactly.
You gotta do a story like those people that approach you at gas stations that their car ran out of gas, but it's like down the street and like they can't take you to it, but if you can just give them like $20 so that they can get gas, then. They always have their story. So if you can think of one of those, you just hit every police department like down the West Coast and just, did you guys get $20,000 recently? Because I lost $20,000.
Speaking of homeless people or whatever, and I have nothing against homeless people or anything.
Wait, do you know what I'm talking about though with people that do that? Yeah. Okay. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time and it happened to me. Yeah. That's what the story is about.
Have you ever given anyone money?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Because last time I did it, like, I was just like, I mean, I can give you some food, bro. And he's just like, no, no, I want money. I'm like, no.
No, see, I did it one time.
I did it once.
I did it one time, and it was, and I'm, like, still so pissed to this day about it. Because it wasn't a homeless guy. It was this guy in, like, a suit.
Was it in Kentucky? What?
It was in Kentucky. Yeah. It was in the parking lot at UK. And I swore if I ever found this guy again, I would just beat the brakes off of him. But yeah, he was in like a suit, very well dressed, very well spoken, and was like, I mean, I obviously don't remember now because it was like my freshman year of college, so I was super like, I don't know when the last time you guys talked to a freshman in college is, but they're fucking stupid and they're like bubbly and drunk. Like, yeah, well, I wasn't. It was like middle of the day, and it was in the middle of the big parking lot that everybody parks in, and he just like came up to me and like I said, very well spoken, very well dressed, had it all together, and I was just like. The shitty part, too, is that he was, like, telling me about this church he goes to, said he was a lawyer, had a card printed out, gave me his card, like, all this other shit. And, you know, like, any of them, well, this guy promised to, like, give me more back than I gave him just because it's, like, a good, you know, a helpful thing I'm doing. And, yeah.
What did he want?
He wanted money to, it was, like, gas for his car or something. And, of course, it was, like, down the street.
He, like, lost his wallet.
Yeah, yeah. But that was the thing is, like, he wasn't a homeless guy. So it wasn't, like, you know, I didn't get vibes that this guy was just trying to scam money off me. Because he was, like, on his phone and, like, kind of ran. Like, he had it down. Like, you know he's done this probably hundreds of times. And I'm just like, man, if anybody from Kentucky that goes to UK is hearing this story and has seen this guy, fucking get him. Like, he's an asshole. And I mean, karma's probably already got him, but yeah, I got hit once on it.
Yeah, but
yeah, so your story. Sorry,
I threw right in there. No, you're good. I was at work. I was leaving work and I was going to my car, and I usually in the dark I don't bend over into my car because I don't know, it's just like that thing for me that I'm just like, all right, because I've seen enough movies. People bend over in a car in the dark and they just get whacked over the head. So I'm bent over my car just to grab something, and some homeless dude comes up behind me. He's like, hey, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, man, I didn't like mean to scare you or anything. And he put his hand on my shoulder, and I'm like, first off, I was like, I don't care that you're like some random person or whatever, homeless or anything. I don't like people fucking touching me. So get your hands off me first. Secondly, I don't know who the fuck you are and why you're touching me. He's like, hey, man, I just want some dollars. And he keeps on touching me. I'm like, bro, get the fuck off my fucking shoulder. He's like, it's cool, man. It's cool. I just need some money. I'm like, I don't have any money. Secondly, don't come up behind people and just scream, hey, man, what's up? Yeah. That's how you get shot or punched or stabbed.
Yeah, I got a big problem with people putting their hands on me for any reason at all. Like, I was at work and we do like these lunch and learns, and some guy came in to do like a lunch and learn, teach us about pavers, and this dude put his hand on my shoulder like 3 times until the last time he did it, and I just looked at him like, dude, no. And like ripped my shoulder away from his hand, because that shit, I don't know what it is about it, but people like trying to do that, who tells them that's okay? Like, who lets them do that their whole life?
Yeah, let me just go ahead and touch a random person I've never met before in my life. Yeah. Just, like, stop touching me.
Don't fucking touch me. Especially somebody like that, I probably would have punched him. Just because it's like, I don't know.
Sweet Jesus!
I don't know what, like, diseases you got out here. I mean, fuck. Snorting dried semen.
Maybe they thought you were interested.
Interesting. Let me touch you.
Yeah.
Here, get a line real quick.
Jesus.
Let's see. Ah, no. Oh, yeah. Subaru made a new car. It's called Fucks. Mm. I'm not even kidding.
Is it F-U-C-H-S?
F-U-C-K-S. It is called the Forrester Ultimate Customized Kit Special Edition. Fucks.
Fucksy.
Fucksy. But
did they not?
I don't know, but they.
They know.
They know. And when people do, like Walt Disney, he's a pervert. I know that you put perverted shit in there for a reason. Because you're a weirdo. Just like Drake. You know how you attract, Drake? Be minor. That's all you gotta do. Like Millie Bobby Brown and some other people. Billie Eilish.
It's a nice little joke you got. Wait, is it a joke?
No,
like
that's...
B minor, like the note?
Yeah, the note.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is a joke. I was like, okay.
But he does like minors, but it's just weird. Like, he texts Millie Bobby Brown about Boy Advice, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you're famous. Why are you texting a 16-year-old girl, and you're like my age? But,
what is it about these, like, celebrities blah, blah, blah. That love little kids? I don't understand.
Like, I get it. Like, I don't get it, but you know what I mean? Evolutionary. Like, evolution tells you to go for the youngest, like, thing for reproduction. But it's the 21st century. Stop going after young women. It's fucking weird. We don't need 13-year-old vibes anymore.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I feel sorry for people that are pedophiles because they can't help it. And I'm not...
Did you see, though... It was, like, at some point last year that they were trying, they being, like, just Twitter people, were trying to normalize pedophilia.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They were trying to get included in, like, the LGBTQ, because they were, like...
It was only a few.
It was
some people.
And they were white.
Yeah. I mean, that is the danger of those arguments, though, like the you can't help who you love argument.
I totally get that. I totally get it. You can't help who you love, like women, men. If you like men, you like men. You like women, you like women. You like transgender people, you like transgender people.
Yeah.
But I understand that you cannot help that you like children. It is a genetic default or a genetic malfunction, mutation. And I get it. I understand. Like, I feel sorry for you. But I think that you should let people know that you have these feelings so they can fix it by chemical castration.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is,
and I'm not being rude,
I don't think that solves anything, right?
It doesn't, and
they can still,
I think they should be in a nut house.
There's the arguments that say, oh, like 40-year-old men used to always marry 13-year-old women and all this stuff. I'm like,
yeah, or 13-year-old
girls, it's not
women. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because I think we're all adult and our listeners are adults enough to like hear sides of conversations, but I remember having a conversation when I was younger about with one of my family members. I don't remember exactly who, but this was like back in the day, and everybody's changed. They've like changed their opinion now too, but I'm sure, I hope, that about gay marriage and stuff, and they're like making the same point about you can't help who you love. And it was like, so what's going to keep people from incest? Because if we don't draw a line somewhere, then can that line keep getting shifted? And how do we, what can we actually use to draw the line? Like, where, when is it no longer okay?
Incest. That's where it's done being okay.
Well, but then the line, so the line there was your second cousin, right?
No.
Well, that's legally the line.
I know it's legally the
line. Yeah.
Let me put it this way.
There's enough people that you don't.
There's 13 billion people.
Right? I think it's like 7.
But I mean, no, it's like 7 billion.
It's like there's 7 billion people on this planet. I'm sure you can find someone else than your cousin Sally in the backwoods of Kentucky.
But that 7 billion includes kids.
All right, 4 billion.
He's allowing it now.
So this is the thing, is like if you're in backwoods Kentucky, you don't know the rest of the world. You're confined to like 1,000 people, right? And that's the thing, is if you can't help who you love, and that just so happens to be Cousin Martha, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you draw the line? When do you draw the line? And why is it okay to draw the line in certain places and it's not in others?
Because your kid's not going to be able to draw lines. Because his eyes are...
He's not going to be able to draw the lines fast enough because he's going to be slow.
Yeah.
And have three eyes. Now, I get the second cousin part because technically, genetically, they're not your blood relative. And if they are, they're very low on the genetic level. Yeah. But fuck that.
Yeah.
But fuck that.
And I mean...
So there's no three eyes if you do that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to tell a gay joke, but fuck it.
It's good. It's good. Dude. But now... And this is obviously just me playing devil's advocate because I don't give a fuck who anybody fucks, to be honest.
Except children, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just confirming.
Yeah, yeah.
Just confirming.
But so this, just to keep branching off on this, because it's an interesting, like, multifaceted topic. And I think, well, I won't say who I was having this conversation with, but it was a good conversation about.
Who are you having the conversation with?
No. This goes into, like, transgender debates. And it actually was brought up because of this Joe Rogan trending this past week, because he endorsed Bernie, and there was people upset that Bernie accepted his endorsement, because they think he's a transphobe, because he doesn't think Fallon Fox should be fighting in the MMA. Whatever. If you guys want to go into that, we can. But the reason this ties into the other stuff is because if you're saying that it's okay for kids to chemically transition at like 12 and 13 years old, that's giving them consent to make a life-altering decision and giving them quite a lot of power to consent to. And if you're gonna do that, then what stops them from consenting to other things like sex with a 40-year-old, right? Like anything else, drinking, doing drugs. Like, what happens if we start drawing these lines back on consent for kids? So it's not so much about, like, taking away a kid's ability to transition to whatever, but it's like, do we draw the line because they just can't have that power to consent? I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I think you should be 18 to make any decisions. 17, 18.
I mean, yeah, the, like how they say the brain isn't fully finished until your 20s. Like, I mean, just, it is all social norms, but... It just kind of, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I don't think you should be.
Like, able... if your kid can't take care of themselves, then, like, if they can't go work, live on their own and stuff, I don't think they should be able to make those kind of decisions either. Yeah. I don't know if that's fair.
I mean, but... I would say 25, because that's when, like, the brain is supposed to stop developing. And I only say that because I'm not even 25 yet. I'm a year from 25. But when I look back to when I was 18, I was a fucking moron. And I was a totally different person. And I was a totally different person at 19, 20, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. Like, you go through so much, like, change in that time frame that rushing into a decision that, you know, potentially is irreversible or it could cause a lot of harm. I mean, I don't think that's something that people should be doing. And, you know, then again, I'm pretty libertarian, so I don't give a fuck what anybody does. And if you want to go through, like, spending the money to do it and whatever else, then that's great on you, because I don't really care. But when it comes to, like, the insurance helping cover it, because now they do cover that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. like, it shouldn't be on the insurance to do that and cover the, you know, different stuff for them.
Yeah, looking? Yeah. If, I mean, if you want to do it, then... I think you should probably do it on your own dime. I think most people can agree with that.
At least it's like a good conversation that I think everybody listening can maybe start having their own thoughts on and give us feedback on too, because, you know, it's worth talking about things that matter, I think, or things that are being talked about today.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just, sorry for the long pause. I was just thinking about something because, I don't know. I'm indifferent about it because I understand how everyone feels. And I understand it's your body. Do what you want with it. But wait till you're 17 or 18. I understand. If you're having these feelings, go talk to someone. Talk to a psychologist, mm-hmm. because technically it is a mental disorder. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any harsh feelings towards anyone about it. You do what you want with your body. Go talk to somebody. Usually talking with someone helps. And if you're contemplating suicide, talk to someone. There's a hotline for it.
Yeah.
So two feel-good stories before we give you the sad stuff, but you already know. Kansas man asked judge to let him engage in sword fight with ex-wife. So pretty much he demanded a trial by combat in Iowa.
I did see that.
No response from the judge yet. This was about 12 days ago. There's still no response, like no update on the article, but I thought that was pretty funny.
What do you guys think? Should it be allowed?
I mean, yeah, if they both consent to it, yeah. Fuck it.
I like it. Like,
yeah. Train I think up. They should, like, well, train. No, just kidding. I was going to say they should, like, record it, like, a pay-per-view thing.
Yeah!
It doesn't have to be to the death.
But at they the same time, yeah.
They can first draw blood.
but they said she could also, if she didn't want to fight herself, she could have someone fight for her.
I can take that.
That's acceptable.
Hey, giant, the mountain.
Yeah, just, hey, mountain.
I need you to do this for me. The actual real guy in real life. Can you do that for me? That'd be great. And then the last article. Woman adopts senior dog, realizes it's her best friend that she lost as a child.
Wait, what?
So the dog that she adopted a senior dog. But She found out that senior dog was the dog that she lost when she was 4 years old.
Oh, dang. Huh.
So she's,
Yeah, how old is she?
She's, oh no, when she was 10 years old, excuse me.
Okay.
So the dog is about 11 years old, so she's 21.
Oh, okay, that's not too old.
But still, fucking crazy, right?
That is crazy. That's some fate.
That's meant to be shit right there.
Like that'll have you believing in something if you don't believe in nothing.
All dogs are best.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, the sad news of the day, this episode is on January 26th, 2020, and unfortunately, we lost Kobe Bryant today.
The GOAT.
One of my personal, probably my main personal idol to why I played AAU basketball, elementary, middle school, college, high school, everything. Definitely my favorite athlete of all time, and an inspiration off the court as well. He was doing some great things. He had four daughters and a wife. And everyone always said, like, oh, don't you wish you had a son to follow in your footsteps? He's like, he always believed that women could be just as capable. And so he was training his daughter to be a really great basketball player, which she already was. And she passed on that flight too, as well as some other families of parents on her team that he coached, and also other players, as well as the pilot. So rest in peace to all those people. It's a really sad day, and most of the country right now is grieving. One of the other people on the plane crash with him was one of his friends, John Altobelli. He was a parent of one of the other kids on his team as well, so rest in peace to him. Prayers out to all the families involved with this, all the people involved. Everyone lost an idol today and a great inspiration. So
yeah, and I don't even watch basketball, but I still like the Kobe Bryant memes that we had, because Kobe Bryant himself was always making memes, and they're pretty great themselves. But we're gonna wrap up this episode.
Yeah, I think to honor them, we'll just end it with a moment of silence.
As always, we appreciate everyone that comes to our episode. Be sure to give us a like, comment, subscribe, and a 5-star review. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, under the name 3Ps Up in a Podcast. Be sure to leave us a review. We always love suggestions on how to improve the podcast. Special thanks to Mr. Dougie for always providing the music. Make sure you guys check out tactical-tacos.com to get your hot sauce today with 15% off with the promo code 3Ps. 3PEAS. That's 15% off your entire order. That is tactical-tacos.com. This is 3Ps signing out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you later.